And I guess, you know, bringing CAR-T now into the equation, there you're expanding the population of immune cells. But what do you think the common thread is, I guess, at a pathophysiologic level that explains the cytokine release and neurologic syndromes that you see with both?
Yeah, well, I think when you activate this many T cells in the body at the same time, perhaps that is part of the pathophysiology. You'd probably want to talk to a real CAR T cell expert to get a more coherent explanation. But I think there's an element of that, you know, you're recruiting billions or maybe trillions of T cells and activating them at the same time. And there's a lot of mechanisms that they go through to become activated. There's cytokines that are involved and released, and that can have an overwhelming effect on the body. You know, the specificity of the central nervous system, I don't quite understand. I think that's better understood, but not by me.
Well, I guess the one thing that I've heard that seems fairly clear is there's no structural damage in the CNS.
That's true. Yeah. As far as I know, yeah, you can't pick this up on an MRI or anything like that.
It's some kind of, I don't know, cytokine or peripheral mechanism as in any event.
That's right.
So where right now does CAR-T fit into treatment of ALL?
Well, CAR-T is certainly not a first line or maybe even a second line approach, but in the multiply relapsed patient population, which unfortunately is pretty frequent in the adult ALL experience, that's where we would recommend CARs. And there's an ALL CAR that's FDA approved for the younger patient population, but we're still working through clinical trials for adults.
What do we know about response rates to CAR-T and particularly durability?
Yeah. So response rates can be very high in ALL, and in context with the fact that most of these patients have no or almost no realistic options, you know, response rates that approach 50 or over 50% are really exciting. Durability is still up in the air. I think the trials are too new. I know looking at the pediatrics experience, certainly there is now mounting evidence that this can be a curative therapy in some patients. You know, Emily Whitehead every year posts all over social media and the newspaper. She's the first CAR T cell recipient or one of the first. And she posts every year on her birthday a big sign about how old she is. And I mean, I think it's been going past 5-6 years. So, you know, it can be an incredibly durable treatment and potentially a cure.
Was that the young girl from Penn?
Yeah.
Yeah, because David Porter told me that whole story with her and how she almost coded in the middle of the night.
And amazing.
What an incredible story.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, you know, maybe 10 years from now, I'll look back on this conversation and go, wow, that was when I first heard about, I really understood venetoclax and azacitidine. So